Around here, most people know of Edgar Allan Poe's darkest and most famous poem, The Raven. And you'd be right to suspect that his inspiration came from a real, live bird. The illustrious avian Poe encountered had an excellent vocabulary, in fact, and it did set the groundwork for the author's macabre storytelling. The bird Poe met, however, belonged to his contemporary, Charles Dickens, and was a family pet. Wild ravens didn't often frequent Poe's 19th century Baltimore. At that point, ravens were disappearing from much of the East and Midwest. They were being rapidly exterminated as pests, thought to constitute a threat to game birds and domestic animals. Since the 1900s, ravens have made a big comeback, but it's still unlikely to see one in our city. So where do they live? In our listening area, ravens live in the western Maryland counties of Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett. Occasionally, you'll see them further east, but they prefer western Maryland for its tall pine trees, which are perfect for nesting. Often people will confuse crows for common ravens. Both are large, jet-black songbirds with iridescent purple and blue-green highlights on their wings and throats. Even to practice birders, they can be tough to tell apart unless they're sitting side by side. A raven, of course, is much bigger, about the size of a hawk. The best clue for identification is usually its voice. Ravens have a hoarse, echoing croak. But the species differ in some other subtle ways, too. The raven has a thick neck, shaggy-looking throat feathers, and a bowie knife of a beak. While crows are typically found in gatherings of about a dozen or more, ravens travel in just pairs or are solitary. The raven also has a more stable soaring style, which generally involves less wing flapping. In flight, it has a long, wedge-shaped tail. It is also more slender than a crow, with longer, narrower wings and thinner finger-like feathers at the wingtips. The common raven is a buoyant, graceful, and acrobatic flyer, often doing rolls and somersaults in the air. They can fly in loops and interlock talons with each other in flight. One bird was even seen flying upside down for more than half a mile. These big, sooty birds are among the most playful of bird species. People have documented ravens sliding down snowbanks, apparently purely for fun. They even engage in games with other species, such as playing Catch Me If You Can with wolves and otters. Some ravens appear to be fond of making toys from sticks, repeatedly dropping the twigs, then diving to catch them in midair. Ravens are very clever. They can solve all sorts of creative tasks put to them by scientists, including being taught to sort of talk, as Charles Dickinson's raven had been. Apart from many animal species, ravens can use their intellect to link cause and effect. For example, during Wyoming's hunting season, the sound of a gunshot draws ravens in to investigate dinner, a presumed carcass. Whereas the birds ignore sounds that are just as loud but are not helpful to them, such as an air horn or a car door slamming. Ravens are adaptable opportunists and eat just about anything that is edible. When small meals like lizards, frogs, seeds, and insects aren't available, one raven might distract a feeding bear, while another steals bits from the bear's lunch. They have amazing memories too, which allow them to relocate food that was cached months earlier. When you watch next Sunday's Ravens football game, keep your eyes open for Rise and Conquer, two real ravens from the Maryland Zoo that attend each home game. Like our native ravens and the one that inspired Poe's poem, they're bold, playful, and very smart, and are almost always doing something worth watching. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.